about evil lurks in the hearts of men. The Shadow knows.
Once again, we bring you the thrilling adventures of The Shadow, the hard and relentless fight of one man against the forces of evil. These dramatizations are designed to demonstrate forcibly to old and young alike that crime does not pay.
The Shadow, who aids the forces of law and order, is in reality Lamont Cranston, a wealthy young man about town. While in the Orient, Cranston learnt a strange and mysterious secret. The hypnotic power to cloud men's minds so they cannot see him. Cranston's friend and companion, the lovely Margot Lane, is the only person who knows to whom the voice of the invisible shadow belongs. Today's drama, The Ghost Without a Face. To begin this story, we take you backstage at the Masked Theatre a little over 12 months ago. The opening night of a new play starring Richard Sheridan.
Third act, Mr. Sheridan. Curtain going up. Third act, Mr. Sheridan. Is anything wrong?
The door's not locked. Perhaps he's not in his dressing room. Better have a look.
Oh, Mr. Sheridan. Oh, there you are, sir, still sitting at your dressing table.
But you're still in your dressing robe, sir.
Third act curtain's going up.
Raise the curtain, raise it high. My audience will look on a dead man tonight.
Mr. Sheridan, something's wrong. Can I...
They shall look at my face, my once handsome face. And what they see shall drive them mad. You, Billy, will be the first to see. I turn, look on my face.
Oh, Mr. Sheridan, your face, it's bleeding. It's torn to shreds.
Oh, come closer. Look. Look. See where my eyes once were. My ragged mouth. Look on horror.
No, you're dead. No man could live without a face.
Look, look, my face.
No, no, let me go. Keep away. I can't look. Let me go.
Look, Billy, look. No. Look at this corpse, this ghost of a dead man. I die, but I walk to torture, to drive you mad in your dreams. A ghost with a horrible, bleeding, shattered face.
Yes, Miss Venice. I've heard stories about your theatre, The Mask, that it's haunted, that some fantastic ghost without a face roams around at night in the house.
It's nearly driven me mad, too, I can tell you, Mr. Cranston.
You say you've actually heard this ghost, seen it?
Others have, too, Mr. Cranston. Actors I've hired and tried to rehearse there. I can't keep a cast together, can't open that theatre of mine again.
I suppose you try this idea, Miss Venice, if you want to open your theatre again. Rehearse your actors somewhere else until the night your new play opens. On the opening night, have the entire theatre searched thoroughly to make sure that no one can be hiding in
this
there.
This thing's a ghost. You can't find it.
Now, Mr. Ennis, you and I both know that there are no such things as ghosts.
Oh, I know you've never seen when you've waited and searched the place with me, but I've seen and heard it. Richard Sheridan's ghost with its face all torn and shattered. I tell you, nothing alive could walk and talk in that condition and drive a young man insane.
Billy is no longer insane, I believe.
No, but his memory's gone completely. You know that, Mr. Cranston. You've tried to talk to him.
Yes, I know. Well, the only thing left for me to do to help you is to deliberately invite your ghost to appear.
For you?
Yes. Whatever it is apparently trying to keep your theater closed by frightening people away. It's certain to do something if you open your house again.
Oh, very well, Mr. Cranston. I'll do it.
Good. I'll be there with you to catch the ghost of Mr. Sheridan.
How musty and dark it is backstage, Lamont.
Well, the first act's over and no ghost has appeared.
We'd better wait over here out of the way until Mr. Ennis comes off stage. He's talking to someone there.
Yeah, the play's going very well. Ennis has really excelled himself on this one.
Lamont, what really happened here that night, a year ago?
Well, Ennis said everything was going well, just as it is tonight. Billy, the assistant stage manager, went to the star's dressing room to call him for the third act.
And Richard Sheridan didn't answer when he knocked on the door.
Billy went into the dressing room and saw him sitting at his dressing table. Then he saw his face was horribly shattered. He thought the man was dead.
Sheridan actually got up and walked?
Well, that's what Billy managed to say. But by the time Mr. Ennis got there, the body had completely disappeared.
Oh, how awful for him, Mont. That'd be enough to drive anyone out of his mind.
Oh, here comes Mr. Ennis now.
Well, Mr. Cranston, Miss Lane, how are you liking the play?
Oh, it's splendid, Mr. Ennis. Wherever did you find that wonderful Louisa Albani? You know, the elderly actress who did such a magnificent bit in that last scene?
Been over here for a number of years, Miss Lane. Here she comes now. Madame Albani.
Ah, Mr. Ennis, it did go well.
Yes, beautifully, Louisa. And here are two new fans of yours to prove it, Miss Lane and Mr. Cranston.
Well, you are so kind to come back. I must change my costume now. I will see you later, perhaps, after the show.
Second act! Places! Places, please!
I suppose you noticed, Mr. Cranston, I asked the police to surround the place.
You had the place searched tonight?
Thoroughly. Before any of the actors came in. There couldn't be anything human hiding here.
There go the lights, Lamont.
I think we'd better stay backstage here, Margot.
I wish you would, both of you. We can stand right here.
Goodness, it's dark.
Yes, this is the murder scene in the dungeon. It's quite startling.
There goes the curtain.
No! No, do not come near me!
That scream!
It wasn't on stage.
I dare look at you! You are not real! Take your hands from my throat!
It's coming from one of the dressing rooms.
It sounds like Madame Albani.
Ah! It's the ghost! It's killing me!
It's Louisa.
Well, where's the dressing room?
This way, come quickly. It's down this corridor here.
Well, something terrible is happening.
This is her room.
It's the same room Sheridan had.
Oh, the door's locked.
Help you break it in.
Oh, hurry, Lamont. That poor woman's in there, and she's not alone.
Once more, Miss Ben, it's hard now. There she goes.
Louisa!
There's no one in here.
Well, we heard her calling for help from this room.
Louisa! Louisa! Mr. Cranston, she's disappeared. Thank you, Mr. Cranston. Miss Lane, for bringing me home.
You're certain you'll be all right now, Mr. Ennis.
Yes, thank you. Louisa, that poor old woman. What's happening to her?
She's not in that theater, Mr. Ennis. The police searched it again.
But we did hear her scream. She sounded terrified, almost out of her mind.
Louisa must have seen the ghost, too, and it's driven her mad.
Now, you try to get some rest, Mr. Ennis. I'll call you in the morning.
Well, thank you both for everything. You've been very kind.
Lamont, what is happening in that theater? First that young fellow, and tonight Louisa Albani.
I don't know yet, Margot. But I'm going back there tonight to find out.
Oh, you've gone there before at night, Lamont. The ghost has never appeared for you.
I think he might this time, Margot. If he's harmed or killed, Madame Albani.
Why?
Well, I was just ghost chasing before. This time I may find a murderer.
Well, if he does appear, then it'll be to do something horrible to us, to protect himself.
If he's human, I can handle him.
If he's not... Oh, Lamont, if it isn't real, if we look on this thing, you know what just the sight of it did to those others.
That's the chance we'd have to take, Margot. If we're going to track down this thing...
Look at that old theater. Looks so dark and ugly, almost as if it was challenging us.
It's probably hidden plenty of secrets. Been staying there for years.
I'm afraid, darling. Let's wait
now,
till...
Come on, Margot. Keep close to me. And we'll go down this lane this way, the stage door.
I suppose I'd go through almost anything to get even with whatever it is that harmed that poor young chap and the old woman.
Where's the stage door? Oh, here, I suppose.
It's so dark, Lamont. Can't see a thing. Door's opening.
I've touched it yet.
Who are you? Who's coming into this house?
Lamont!
Go away. Get away quickly.
I'm Lamont Cranston. What are you doing here?
I'm old Pop Snyder.
Oh, you're the caretaker. I've seen you before.
You come nosing round again, Mr. Cranston. You'd best keep away.
Mr. Ennis has given me permission to come here any time I choose. He told you that.
Tonight, perhaps you've chosen once too often, my friend.
Why do you say that?
I heard the voice tonight in there, louder, angrier than before.
You've heard the ghost, too.
It tells me to follow, but I'm strong. I put my hands over my ears.
It tells you to follow?
There is death and madness where it leads.
Have you told Mr. Ennis this?
James Ennis knows. He has heard the voice, too. Twice I held him, kept him from following, or he would have gone mad, too. It's bad, the thing that's in there. Sometimes I can't sleep when I think what I've heard.
Why do you stay here, then, Pop?
There's not many a job open for an old fellow like me. I'm safe if I don't listen. Don't you both go in there?
We've got to tonight, Pop. You stay here at the door. Don't let anyone else in here. Now, we'll call you if we need you.
Oh, I can't see a thing, Lamont.
Here, take my hand. Have you got the torch?
No, I thought you had.
Well, we're in now. Let's take a look at this room. There's a little light from that window.
Lamont, this was Sheridan's dressing room.
This is where Billy found him. Sitting at that dressing table over there in his black silk robe.
Lamont! There's someone sitting there now. Sitting looking into that mirror. Over there.
Yes. It does look like...
My face. I see my poor, torn, dead face. The ragged, bruised mouth. My sickly, dead eyes.
That voice.
Richard Sheridan's voice. I've heard him on the stage.
The horror of my face is more than human mind can stand. More than human eyes dare see.
Lamont, let's get away from here.
No. I'm going after that thing.
Lamont, it's falling.
No, this is not I, my friend. Nothing but an effigy.
It's nothing but a stage dummy, Margot. Used in that dungeon scene. Someone threw it onto this chair here.
Go now, leave before madness strikes you, too.
Well, there is a voice, Lamont. There is someone in this room with us. Lamont. I just felt his breath. A cold breath on my cheek.
Go, go, go before the horror strikes.
Lamont, let's get out of here.
Margot, where are you?
Here she is, beside terror.
Lamont, something just brushed past me and out that door.
I saw it in the moonlight. I've got to go after it. It's gone out onto the stage.
Lamont, don't leave me. Lamont, take me with you. Wait, I'm coming.
Doomed. Doomed, blundering fool.
Where are you, Lamont?
Over here, Margot. Come here. Take my hand.
Now you shall know madness. You shall look upon terror and death.
Look out, Margot. Margot, keep moving.
No, I've got to find you. I can't see you, Lamont. Where are you? Oh, here you are. Oh, darling, hold me tightly. Take me out of here. Hold me, Lamont. Lamont, that's not your coat. It feels like silk. It's a robe. A silk robe. Why, it isn't, Lamont. Let me go.
Oh, lovely lady. You are in the arms of the dead ghost.
In a moment, we will continue tonight's shadow story, The Ghost Without a Face. During their search for the horrible ghost of a dead actor in a haunted theater, Lamont Cranston and Margot Lane have become separated on the huge dark stage. Thinking the figure in the dark beside her was Lamont, Margot has fallen into his arms for protection when she discovers it is the body of the ghost they'd come to find.
Let me go!
Margot, darling, it's Lamont.
Lamont? You? No. No, I thought the silk robe was a ghost.
Whatever it was that held you, I managed to chase it away.
Why? I'm home. I fainted.
Yes, I brought you home, darling, with old Pop's help. As you said, you certainly fainted.
But what happened to you? Your clothes are torn, Lamont.
Something dropped me through a trapdoor on that stage. It's lucky I found my way out of that cellar and up through the orchestra pit.
There are ghosts. There is something terrible in that theater.
Perhaps, Margot, but certainly not ghosts. I'm sure of that now. No ghost would have to resort to such earthly tactics as dropping me through a trapdoor to get me out of the way.
Well, who then, Lamont? What could it be?
I don't know, Margot, but I've suddenly thought of someone who might help me out.
Who?
The only person living who saw Richard Sheridan before he disappeared. Billy, the young stage manager who went to his dressing room to call him that night.
But his memory's gone, Lamont. There's nothing he can recall.
I might be able to get through to him to help him, Margot. He's going to hear the voice of the shadow when I visit him tonight.
Billy. Are you sleeping? Or is it only your mind that sleeps tonight?
A voice? Is it a voice?
You can hear me, Billy. I am your friend.
Friend? The voice?
Yes, Billy. Try to remember. It's curtain time for the third act.
Curtain time?
Time for the third act, Billy. Call the actors on stage.
Call the actors?
Call them, Billy. Places, everyone.
Places. Places, everyone.
That's right. Now, Billy, look. Richard Sheridan isn't here.
Richard Sheridan?
Go call Mr. Sheridan, Billy.
Oh, no, no.
Hurry, Billy. Call Mr. Sheridan. The curtain's up.
Up? The curtain's up?
Hurry, there's not much time now. He's in his dressing room.
Yes, must hurry. Mr. Sheridan in his dressing room.
The door's closed, Billy.
Mr. Sheridan, third act. Places, please.
That's it, Billy.
Curtain going up.
Try the door, Billy. Perhaps something is wrong.
The door wasn't locked.
Then open it, quickly.
No, no.
Open the door, Billy, quickly. The curtain's up.
Yes, yes. Open the door.
There's Mr. Sheridan. At his dressing table, in his robe. He's turning. He's turning now.
Yes, he's turning to me.
All right, Billy. What did you see?
He got up. Came toward me. His face was covered with blood. I thought he was dead.
He got up and walked?
He wasn't dead. He was scaring me. He grabbed me and stuck his awful, ripped-up face next to mine. Yes, I remember. He put his face right close to mine. He wasn't dead. He walked and talked to me. When we came back, he was gone.
You do remember, Billy. The shadow has awakened your mind.
Shadow. The shadow. Who are you?
Your friend, Billy.
Yes. My friend. The voice in the moonlight. You have helped me.
You have helped the shadow, too, Billy. Go back to sleep now. In the morning, you will remember. And the shadow will discover the secret of the horrible ghost.
Margo, Margo, I've hit on it. I think I've solved the mystery of our haunted theater.
You know who the ghost is?
Billy gave me a clue last night when I talked to him.
Where have you been all day? I tried to phone you.
Talking to Mr. James Ennis. Doing a little research on my own. I think I now know just why and who is trying to frighten people and keep the Mask Theater closed.
You talked to Mr. Ennis?
Yes. We're going back into that haunted theater tonight at the stroke of 12.
No, Lamont.
I want you to come with me. After the fight you had last night, I think I owe it to you to prove once and for all that our ghost is very real.
I don't care if the ghost is real, Lamont. Just the sight of this theater gives me goose pimples.
You've got the torch this time.
Yes. But, Lamont, even if there's no ghost, there is a murderer in there. He killed Madame Albani.
Wait, here's the stage door.
Who's there? Is it you, Mr. Ennis?
No, Pop, it's Mr. Cranston and Miss Lane again.
No, not tonight. I can't let you go into this place tonight.
Why, Pop?
I'm going. I'm leaving here. I can't stand this job anymore.
What's happened, Pop?
It's that voice. It's the ghost again. It's getting stronger and stronger each night. Tonight, I nearly followed.
Now, Pop, cheer up. You'll be able to keep your job. I think I'm going to put the finishing touch on your ghost tonight.
You're going to catch it?
Yes, Pop, I'm going to try. Watch the door and come if I call. Come on, Margo. Hang on to me this time. Give me the torch, Margo.
Here. Are you going back to that dressing room again?
No, darling. We're staying right here for a moment, in the middle of our haunted stage.
Oh. Dark, ghastly big place. Lamont, shine the light up there. Look how high that ceiling is.
It has to be high, darling. That's where all the scenery hangs.
Look, way up there, there's a little wooden balcony running all the way around.
It's the catwalk, Margot. The stagehands who work up there, hanging the sandbags and sets.
Oh. Well, there's nothing here, Lamont.
Not yet. I've given our ghost a chance to see us. He must know that we're after him now.
I already know. You walk with death.
That voice again.
Sheridan.
Two stupid, blundering fools. Death rides high above you.
Above us? Shine the light beam up again, Lamont.
Death to fools is charity. Here I come.
Lamont, that heavy sandbag right above us.
It's swinging.
It's falling.
Margo, look out.
Lamont!
Margo, are you all right?
Yes, I think so.
Lucky you told me to look up.
A moment later, with... I can't think about it. Lamont, someone's desperately trying to kill us.
Our ghost is desperate now. It's got to be a fight to the end. I've got my gun and I'm ready.
Come, follow me.
see the ghost with the horrible face.
Where is that voice, Lamont?
It's hard to tell in this big barn of a place. An empty old theatre is filled with echoes.
Come, come, where I beckon, you shall look in the face of the ghost.
Lamont, that sounded as if it was coming from that dressing room. Sheridan's dressing room, down that hallway.
Come, you must hurry if you would catch the ghost with a shattered face. Yes, yes, I come when you call.
Who's that?
Look, it's Pop, the caretaker. There, across the stage.
I come. I hear your voice now.
There's something wrong with him, Margot.
Yes. He looks almost as if he was hypnotized.
Come to me. Join my carnival of death. Come, join the star Sheridan and Louisa Alboni. I come. I can't stay away anymore.
Papa's going into that dressing room.
Come into the room of death. Terror awaits you here.
That voice is coming from that room. I know that now.
Yes, it is.
Pop's gone in there, Lamont. Look, the door is closing. He's in there with that voice. He's not alone.
Let me out. It's the ghost.
Come on, Margot. You carry the torch. And hurry.
Yes, it's not human. It's killing me.
The door's locked again.
Let me help you, Lamont. Hurry.
It's killing me. I'll go crazy, too.
There it goes, Margot. Stand back, Margot. Keep back. Pop!
He's fallen, Lamont.
Go. There he goes, out the door. Out the door to the stage.
You stay here with Pop, Margot. I've got to get Argus this time.
Pop. Pop! He's dead. Oh, Pop. Poor old man. I can't let him lie here like this. Oh, he's heavy. I could lift him onto this couch. Perhaps if I throw his arms over my shoulders like this, that'll do it. I can lift it. Pop, you're not dead. Your arms are moving.
Dead. Dead, yes. Dead like the others.
You're not dead. Let me go.
Dead arms that kill you now.
Lamont! We've been tricked, Lamont! The murderer's in here. It's Pop! He's killing me!
Now you know there are ghosts and the dead rise to kill.
Lamont, help me!
Margo, where are you?
Lamont, it's Pop!
Why are you...
Lamont!
Oh, drop the gun.
There he goes.
You'll never get me.
Oh, what strength the old boy's got.
Here's the gun.
Hurry, Margo.
There he goes, Lamont. Climbing up that fire escape to the catwalk.
You stay down here.
Lamont, don't go up there.
I've got him trapped this time.
Climb, climb, you fool, climb, but plunge to your death.
Where are you? Where are you? I know you're up here.
Ghostly arms await you to throw you down to your death.
Lamont, be careful.
I've got a gun, remember? A gun that can kill ghosts like
look
you.
Down, down to the stage. Down, down to your death.
Lamont, look out! Something's taking up behind
ghost,
you.
I am. I've got you.
It's got you, Lamont.
Margo, Margo, I dropped the gun.
It's on fire, enough. I heard it fall.
Fire. Are you
down? Down over you go.
Come
on,
it's breaking. That
woman's
raining, breaking.
Over you go. Down you go.
Come on, it's breaking,
you'll fall. Margo, darling, take your hands away from your face. You can look now.
Lamont. Wasn't you who fell?
No, Margot.
Oh, then it was Pop.
I tried to grab him when I saw him going over, but this was all I managed to save.
A beard. White beard and moustache.
A false beard and moustache, Margot. And behind this false beard, our dead bodies and ghosts have been hiding.
Hiding?
Pop was really Richard Sheridan, who hid behind this disguise.
Sheridan didn't die?
No, nor did Louisa Alboni. She was Sheridan's most ingenuous disguise and impersonation.
Do you mean there weren't any murders, Lamont? These people weren't killed?
No, Margot. The only life Richard Sheridan took was his own, just now, when he plunged through that wooden railing.
Lamont, what did Billy tell you that made you think Richard Sheridan wasn't murdered after all?
It would have been impossible for anyone as torn up as Sheridan to have walked and talked as Billy said he did.
Well, how did he disappear so quickly afterwards?
The door to the furnace room is right next to his. That's where he went and changed into Pop's overalls and beard.
And as Louisa Alboni, he did the same thing, I suppose.
Yes. When he heard Ennis was opening the theatre again, he posed as the old actress with the heavy accent and many veils, got a small part, and filled himself up again.
But, Lamont, why did Sheridan want to frighten people and keep that theatre closed?
James Ennis told me that by the second act of Sheridan's play on the opening night, he knew it was a failure, and told the star he was closing it that night. He was certain the notice would be so bad. He said Sheridan threatened him, seemed actually unbalanced with rage, and swore that no one else would ever star there again.
What a strange, twisted ego.
Yes. I suppose he got a strange pleasure out of really being the ghost star of The Mask.
What a fantastic performance. As Sheridan, Louisa Albani, and Pop.
That's the irony of it, Margot. Only the three of us, you, Mr. Ennis, and I, will ever know what a great artist Richard Sheridan could have been.
In a moment, I'll return and tell you of next week's Shadow story. Next week, same time, same station, we bring you another strange and thrilling adventure in the Shadow's daring battle against the forces of evil. Be sure to listen for this thrilling Shadow story.
As you sow evil, so shall you reap evil. Crime does not pay. The Shadow knows.
This feature is produced by Reg Johnston for Grace Gibson Radio Productions. A masterpiece of suspense.